You're at Lancer Radio. This is Dot Cannon with Over Coffee. I have something here I would like you to hear. This is from The Tree of No by Sandy Florian. Our dumb city is our haven from heaven where folks scurry to make mistakes, where the art is more scarce than the dollar, and the poetry fails at the form. I'm not sure I agree with her about the poetry. In studio with me right now, Dr. Robert Oventile of the English Division of Pasadena City College and Juliana Valdez, former PCC English major and soon-to-be master's candidate at Cal State LA, also ambassador for the English Honors Program to the Lotus Club here. And they have some special events coming up, sponsored by the English Division and the Lotus Club. I just read to you from Sandy Florian because she's going to be speaking. Dr. Oventile, when's she coming?
The author, novelist Sandy Florian will be on campus Thursday, May 30th from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in PCC's Creveline Lounge. And she will be reading from, discussing, and signing her new novella, Boxing the Compass.
She is an interesting author. I believe that you interviewed her in the past.
I had the chance. I was lucky enough to interview her about this novel, The Tree of No, that you read from. And she is quite interesting, quite an interesting author. She is a writer who is interested in the history of literature and at the same time performing innovations through her own work that's in touch with the past, in touch with the traditions of literature, but always striving for a new vista, a new way with words to bring themes to readers in ways that are exciting and new and relevant to their lives today.
I understand that her Tree of No is a retelling of Milton's Paradise Lost.
Yes, absolutely. That novel, it retells Paradise Lost or aspects of John Milton's epic poem, Paradise Lost. And at the same time, the Tree of No is a rewrite of the Bible. You know, the novel, The Tree of No, it begins with evoking the book of Genesis, the story of Adam and Eve, and it goes through different biblical episodes to the book of Revelation, the end book of the Christian Bible. And so it's quite an ambitious work in those regards, rewriting Milton's Paradise Lost and at the same time doing a kind of contemporary take on the Bible and different themes in the Bible.
Juliana, that's got to be interesting for you when you're writing about Milton's Paradise Lost as well. What angle will you be taking with your particular thesis?
I'm hoping to look at Eve's Dream. That's really, I haven't started writing it yet, so I'm not really sure where it's going, but I'm really interested in Satan's construction of Eve's dream and how he convinces her and plants that seed to transgress against God. And so I really loved Sandy Florian's take on it. It was so wonderful to see Eve in a new light and to see these characters in a different way and through a modern perspective. But yeah, I'm really excited to write on Paradise Lost and make some new discoveries, because writing really is about making discoveries. So I'm very excited, and I hope something else will branch out of Eve's Dream, which is currently my passion.
Now, Sandy Florian is a new writer for me. How does she present Eve in a different way?
Eve is more vocal. She has more agency and is very active. And I think we really see how troubled she is by this conflict and her life in the garden and just struggling with her own agency. And it's wonderful to see an active Eve, even though she is active in Paradise Lost. So I think it's just more a modern perspective and just more cognizant of the tensions that she faces in the garden.
Because you stop to think about how the Bible introduces her, and she really doesn't have much personality in the Bible. It's like, well, the woman you gave me this apple. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah.
No irreverence meant.
Yeah, and Milton and Sandy Florian really flesh her out and just offer different perspectives. And it's not a mute character, but very active and engaged, I think, with the issues going on in the garden. So I really appreciate the fleshing out of the story and really that the creating that imaginative world that we don't have access to in the Bible.
Before we run out of time here, as we're all too likely to do, I'd love to get both of your thoughts on writing and also on any other special events coming up that I haven't hit on for the English Division. Can I start with you, Dr. Oventile?
Sure. Well, just to reiterate, in the fall, we have the English Honors program starting in earnest. And any student who's interested in participating, I invite to email me. My email is available at the PCC website. And so we have the English Honors classes coming up, English 1A, 1B, in the fall, and the lecture series on the Joyce story, Evelyn. And just to say again, the author appearance on May 30th in the Creveling Lounge, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., Sandy Florian reading from her new novel, Boxing the Compass. And at the same event, students will have the opportunity to sign up for the Lotus Club, to learn about the Lotus Club, to sign up for the English Honors Program, get more information about it, to meet myself and some other instructors who are participating in the program. And so it's going to be an exciting oncoming months with the English department.
I failed to ask you what the number is for the English seminar lecture series on the Joyce story.
Ah, well, any student who's interested in getting the days and times of the lectures that will be happening next fall, they can just call me at my office number here at PCC, which is 626-585-7646.
7646, 626-585-7646.
Yes.
And as we wrap up here, Juliana, I'd love to get your thoughts on writing. What would you say to anybody about writing and about getting those words on the page?
Writing is really a process. So I think students should be patient and also write about things that they love and write about things that they're interested in, because that makes the writing process really rewarding. And writing is about making new discoveries and learning and exchanging ideas.
And we should also mention the Lotus Club is meeting over extended spring.
Yes, they are.
And we will have a couple of meetings. And again, students interested in the details should give me a call, send me an email, and I will provide those details.
Once again, 626-585-7646. And finally, you're looking for submissions to Blue Nile Lotus.
Absolutely. Each issue has a theme, and the next issue will have the theme of social criticism. And so the student editors of the magazine will be looking for critical essays, creative nonfiction, translations that deal with literature from the perspective of social critique, bringing critical questions to different issues in different societies.
Dr. Oventile, Juliana, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.